Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. This is your host, Vicky, the professor of food, professor of pork, professor of extra sauce on the side. I have with me a lot of guest hosts today.
So many of us.
Five guest hosts.
Five. So we
have I can't count them.
The beautiful Kate from
Other People's Business.
Shameless plug. Make sure you check out that podcast. It's awesome.
Thank you.
She doesn't have her spiel on the largest business.
We are the largest business association in the country. Check us out.
All right.
Congratulations.
I know. Vinny's not here, but this is ladies only, so, you know, sorry, Vin.
Yes, very sorry, Vin.
We still love you.
Sort of love you. No, Vin, it's all love. It's all love, so don't worry.
I liked you when I met you.
Hi, Vinny.
Wow. The grudging hello from Christine.
No, okay. So, it wasn't moving on from Kate, there's Christine.
Hola!
Jasmine.
Hello again.
This is your fourth time?
I'm almost at a five-peat, and Saturday Night Live, I get a jacket. Just saying.
Are you going to buy the jacket yourself?
No, I want a Slytherin jacket.
It's a budget of zero. There's no budget at Fat Girl Chronicles.
Sounded like a cat.
You did sound like a cat.
Okay. The beautiful Nancy.
Hey.
And Evelyn. Hello. Welcome back, Evelyn.
Hello.
You remember her from the IKEA episode, and she's back again.
Did you guys vote? Was she wrong? I know she wrong.
Jasmine.
Oh, wait, about the 3 days? Throwing out your food after 3 days?
Right. Well, did you go on the FDA website?
I'm not doing that.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, so please.
Wait, you throw away your food after 3 days?
Yes.
What? Okay, explain it all.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, because my thing is after, like, let's say, just like if you look at the instruction on the box, it usually say after you open it, throw it away after this. It's the same thing. When you mix your food together and you cook it, the expiration date technically goes out the window because you've already hit it and you put it in the fridge.
I know.
So there's a lot that goes into it. So, like, let's say if you, depends on the food also. Just like if you have cheese, you have like, so, okay, I see you guys are like,
cheese doesn't really go bad though. You know that you can like cut the mold off the cheese and it's still
fine. Oh my gosh, no!
That's actually 100% true.
Cheese is mold.
Cheese is mold.
I was about to say that's how
it's made. But my thing is, in a sense, for me, the reason why I follow this so much is because I have stomach issues and you guys know that. So
you do have stomach issues.
I can't really.
Right.
Chance it. But it is legit. If you go on the FDA website, they usually recommend that. Any cooked food after 3 days, you should eat it or throw it away. You should not keep anything.
And I still think it's a conspiracy from the government to make you buy more food.
Okay, whatever. Nobody cares.
C-O-N-spiracy.
C-O-N-spiracy.
Everyone knows how old I am. Yes. But if you got it, you're old too.
We're all old.
They just
Let's
Googled it. They just looked it up real quick.
Yeah.
What does she mean by C-O-N-spiracy?
Are you serious?
I know. With Google nowadays, you can answer anything and everything.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so this week's episode is a special episode.
It's very special.
It's a very special episode.
Yes. It's on Galentine. Since it's up, it's the next upcoming
event
or holiday.
It's a very special holiday.
It's a very special holiday. And so some background info will be read to you by the beautiful Kate.
Oh, I'm so excited. I want to just give a shout out to Vicky who gave me a script. People who follow other people's business know how tied I am to the script. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this in a natural voice. You won't even know it's a script, I promise. What is Galentine's Day last?
Very natural.
Wow. Go, lady.
Once upon a time, it's a Galentine's Day. Not the script, folks.
It's a legit question. Especially if you don't watch Parks and Rec. Sorry, Recreation. where it finds its origins. But if you aren't observing this fictional holiday, you are seriously missing out. As Leslie Knope once said, it's only the best day of the year. And, well, she's right. Still confused? You beautiful tropical fish, let me explain. Does everybody remember Leslie's infatuation with Anne? I loved it. You beautiful tropical fish, let me explain. Galentine's Day is a holiday Amy Poehler's Parks and Rec character Leslie Knope created that occurs every year on February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, as Leslie herself explains on the show. Oh, it's only the best day of the year. Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home, and we just come and kick it, breakfast style. Ladies celebrating ladies. It's like Lilith Fair minus the angst, plus frittatas. Basically, I know, like, how do you say no to that?
Plus frittatas.
I did love Lilith Fair, though.
Seriously. Basically.
I'm a doll free. Oh, my God. It was Tom's first concert.
Poor Tom.
It's like Valentine's Day, only instead of celebrating the love you have for your significant other, you spend it with your best girlfriends, who are, after all, your soulmates, and therefore deserve a holiday all to themselves, too. Leslie chooses to observe the day of Lady Love, which I love that phrase, Lady Love.
Lady Love.
With brunch, her other true love, but you can kick it back lady style however you want. Since the episode aired in 2010, it's become just as big a deal as its Valentine's Day counterpart, ovaries before broveries, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Ovaries before broveries.
That is exactly right.
And all men are broveries.
I'll be honest.
Scientific fact.
Ever since I heard Leslie talk about this, bros.
I'm not allowed to say.
Brr.
I'm allowed to say where they are.
Brovery.
Okay. That's on a different podcast.
It is a different podcast. I know where they are. So I host an annual Galentine's Day event once a year. I don't do it on the 13th because everybody works and that sometimes is a weekday.
Right.
But I usually do it the first Saturday of February because it'll be, you know, a little bit before February 14th. And that Saturday, we all get together. We bring a bottle of, you know, red, white, or bubbly and something to share.
You guys bring everything.
Yes.
Everything.
And my friend Courtney Villani, shout out to Courtney, once said, the best gift a girl can give herself is the gift of a good girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
She said that. Courtney, and I was like, I've been quoting that since then. It's so true. Girlfriends are the best thing that you can give yourself if you're a girl.
Girlfriends.
Yeah, I'm psyched.
I'm just saying.
Well, the good quality friend.
Exactly.
We're having a moment.
We are.
Embrace it. I'm going to embrace it.
Should I keep reading?
No, thank you.
Should we talk more or keep
going?
No,
we talk about the food now.
Now we can talk about food.
All right.
Food of Galentine.
Right. So here are some ideas. So waffles, obviously. Huge favorite of Leslie Knope. I love them. Although, I will comment, I sent you a text, but if it's a choice between waffles and French toast, it's always French toast.
It's always French. Always French toast, yeah.
Always.
I'm always picking French toast over waffles.
Thank you. Thank you, up top. Right.
Right?
Waffles are better than pancakes. I said.
Depends. No, we've had this conversation.
I don't know. Of
before.
The three, I would still go for French toast.
I'm still picking French toast over all of them.
But waffles are so, they can diversify.
Time out. You know what I love that I recently discovered like 2 years ago? Baked French toast.
Baked French toast is
They're
yummy.
Fabulous.
Oh, yeah, especially French when you put baked. Grand baked Marnier French. In it.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. I never had it with that.
Or amaretto, whatever. You're putting alcohol in it. If you're baking a French toast, alcohol goes in.
I want
to pick whatever alcohol you want.
Absolutely. That will be
your dish for this year then.
Well, I never get to make it.
You will be making, because you're teaching.
I'm always teaching on Saturdays.
Absolutely.
Well, that could be something Jasmine.
I knew she was going to say it because girl can't cook. She's like, Nikki can't make it. She literally looked around the whole time. Jasmine can make it.
Jasmine, this is your dish.
Maybe I'll make it. We'll see.
But usually that's what my family will get, like, the bread from Panera Bread.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have them cut it up, and then we further cube it, and then you soak it, and then there's alcohol, whatever's in the cabinet.
I always do it with challah bread.
Yeah.
Challah!
Yes!
Because it soaks up all the...
Like, you need help.
Seriously. And so accept everything you need. Like, you don't want a bread that's like quality. Moist. You need a bread that's like, I want more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's challah.
More alcohol.
Or frittatas. You got to make sure that at some point you and your best friends are downing copious amounts of breakfast foods in the name of squad goals. Hashtag squad goals.
Hashtag squad goals.
It absolutely is what Leslie Knope would want.
So what do you guys usually like to make on Galentine's? I guess we'll go around. Kate, or what do you buy and or make, I guess I need it.
So the first or second year that I did this, I made a baked waffle and bacon, God, something that baked in the oven. I swear to God, it was so good. It was waffle and bacon.
I liked it.
It was amazing. It was almost like bread pudding, but not quite. Oh, it was so good. And I'm not usually somebody who puts syrup on bacon or sausage. I think that that's, you know, sacrosanct. You should
what?
Not. I know. I'm sorry.
The minute she said, I'm like, don't do it.
And I'm like, don't commit that.
I'm sorry. I like my bacon and sausage to be pure.
Oh
I
my
want
God.
It to be.
Bacon is the shit.
Yeah. No,
you're wrong. You're wrong.
And then, like, just dip in the bacon right, into
wrong.
There.
You're wrong.
I forgive you for being wrong, but you're wrong.
You know, no, you have to be careful because you don't want the syrup to touch the eggs, but it can touch. And you don't want real maple syrup because that's awful.
No,
sweet
should stay sweet and savory should stay savory.
I kind of agree with Kate because when it comes to my bacon, I don't like regular bacon. I like that thick, extra cut bacon, and I don't want it to touch the syrup. I want it to be left alone.
It should remain pure.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So do you guys need like those little special adaptive equipment plates with little dividers?
No. Don't laugh at me, but when I order... When I order from a diner, I'm always like, if I'm ordering like pancakes with a side of bacon, I'm like, could you bring the bacon on a separate plate for me, please?
Wow.
Yes. And of course, I'm a teensy bit high maintenance because I'm always like,
high?
What are you?
Super high maintenance.
So Evelyn!
Wow!
And you're
not.
Chimes in to throw shade.
Wait till you get to what she brings, guys. It's going to be so good. It won't be. Just so you know, it won't be.
Super high, and it's like kettle meat.
Super high maintenance. You go on kettle meat trip, so please stop it.
Okay. That's the first time one of my friends has said teensy? No. Super high maintenance.
Super
okay, fine.
I do like my eggs on a separate
plate. I'm super high maintenance. I'm not really super, am I?
No, I think everyone's super high maintenance in different ways.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. That's a good point. That's you are too.
But other people are.
I don't like
to. Jasmine always try to go opposite.
Super
like she always
high maintenance.
Try to go again,
I just
so
feel that people
like...
are just particular in how they want their
yes,
food.
Yes, I want it crispy and well done. Is that so much to ask?
Okay.
Make it?
Hey, why is she looking at me like that?
I feel like we're having a 100
I like bacon
anyway.
I can get it. It's floppy. It's crispy. Is it bacon? Is it made of a pig? I'm going to eat it.
All right.
I don't believe in turkey.
All right, continue. I apologize.
What do you like to bring to Galentine's?
Traditionally, I've always bought this Spanish omelet, eggs with onion, peppers, garlic, cilantro, potatoes, and other yummy things into it. But I remember Angela Spam couldn't make last year, so she told me to bring her dish, which was a ham. So
that went over well.
I bought in a honey baked ham instead of my traditional eggs, and that thing went.
It disappeared.
Yes, it did. I was very surprised. I was like, okay, I went to go get some more, and it was gone. Yeah, and it was a big ham. And I was like, okay, ladies, I guess we were hungry.
I didn't realize that when I don't go, I can just assign my dish to someone else.
Apparently, you can.
I, too, could not attend last year. No one said, by the way, you can force someone to make yours.
I wasn't aware either.
I mean, I plan on coming to the next one, but I'm going to remember that.
Right.
For future reference.
I can't go, but I was going to make a baked Alaska. It's on you.
The thing is, Angela Spam and I, we like, besides breakfast food, we like foo-foo. We want some meat. Meaning that we just don't want...
More brunch.
We want more of lunch.
Lunchy brunch.
We want more of a lunch than a brunch. So... The year before, she made the ham, but then something came up, you know. And then she's like, Chris, here, make it. You know, I was like, okie dokie. And that was easy breezy. It was not hard work, and
that's
everyone
true.
Liked it.
Ham is pretty easy.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was yummy.
And then, again, peach schnapps on my ham.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's wow. Like every time you say it, you blow everyone's mind.
Oh, oh, I gotta try that.
I don't like it. Like, it's I think he's waiting to have it.
Or you pick a different, whatever alcohol
you have in the fridge that you want to get rid of.
Yeah, you're like,
because everything you've said so far is super sweet. I don't know.
Well, well that's why you cook
well,
with
well,
it.
When it comes to honey baked ham,
you want
it is sweetness. You want to get you need to glaze the ham.
Didn't you say you liked the ham?
Yes, the glaze
was amazing. No, you were there.
I wasn't here last year. Yeah, well, this year. Were? I wasn't. I was actually in D.C. I went to D.C.
Where was I?
I don't know, but I know that I didn't make it.
I was in Greenville. It was probably some, well, clearly it was
It was at Nancy's house.
Yeah, I know, which is right. Even, it was. Which is even more frustrating because that's so much closer to me.
I know.
And I was like, really?
I was in transition. Yes. Nancy agreed to host, and she was
transition.
Wonderful. I was in transition.
It was fun.
It was great.
Yeah, that was the first year I actually missed it.
I know.
It was really sad.
But we'll be at this one.
I'll be here. Yeah.
When else do you get to celebrate your lady friends?
I know, right?
And your lady love.
My lady love.
My lady love.
All right, Jasmine, what do you like to bring?
I think I don't ever bring traditionally one thing. I've changed it up every year. But I think the thing that I made that was the most fun is I made an ice cream cake out of ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
And that went over very well. What is wrong with you?
What is happening over there? Everyone's
Why are you,
show you
okay? Who didn't hug you enough as a child? But no, I think that was the thing. And it was easy. And it was, I got some, well, I didn't make it there. I did the toppings there. Because I got Cool Whip kind of icing. And then I did, like, crushed Heath bar on top. Yum. And, like, because you want it to be, like, you're not looking to be like, oh, maybe I can make this healthier and put some fruit on it. Like, you've already made a decision.
It's an ice cream cake.
Yeah, it's an ice cream cake made of ice cream sandwiches. You're already in for a pound. So just, you know. I think there's caramel. That's right. I think I used caramel as, like, the filling in between.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That was good.
It was beautiful and terrible for you. I'm pretty sure everyone, their blood sugar probably spiked.
Oh, absolutely.
They walked away diabetics.
Yeah, and then you had to eat it fast because they're ice cream sandwiches, so you know it wants to melt. So everyone just kept shoveling it. I didn't have any to bring home.
No. I think it went. It all went that day.
Yeah.
Go on, poop.
But I think that's, and I think I made a quiche one year, but I make a lot of quiche.
I remember that quiche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the ice cream cake was the most fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nance.
Yes, what do you bring?
You know, one year, I can't remember all of them. I know one year I did my spinach and onion dip with veggies.
That was
I always kind of go a little bit different than what other people go. Like, if people do a lot of sweet, I try and do something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did spinach and onion dip one year.
Don't you always bring cookies, though?
No, that's the barbecue.
I may have done cookies or something one year. Mm-hmm. I bring chocolate chip cookies a lot.
Everywhere.
I know I did that spinach char. The spinach char is very good. It was like spinach and maybe I think it was like a spinach and artichoke type tart.
It was tasty.
Yeah.
It was good.
I have to look that up.
I appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was easy too.
Yeah.
Okay, Evelyn, your turn.
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, Evelyn.
What do you bring besides shade?
I have nothing to say because
you have to. It's literally the point of the podcast.
How is this supposed to be about love when I'm being picked on by
you?
Everybody?
Call me her super high maintenance.
But it's the truth, and you know that. You know that
when she picks on you, it's truthful.
It's okay to call people out when it's the truth. It's fine.
Yes, definitely. And I know how to cook. Thank you very much.
She did cook once for her birthday, and it was very good.
Yeah. What birthday was that?
One time.
One time.
That just
Oh, you could.
Wow. That's true, you did.
That's so
So what do you bring to Valentine's Day?
Well, I remember one year, the first year I came, I made, like, waffle, eggs, sausage. It was, like, just casserole. I think it was, like, a casserole with, like, all different things in it.
Like a breakfast casserole?
Breakfast casserole. It was, like, sausage, eggs, waffle.
It's very Midwest of you.
Yeah. Well, Pinterest, hello.
Which I is run by Midwest women.
Which,
whatever.
As well it work. Should be, let's leave it alone.
I'm not being mean. I'm being honest.
Well, Kate did say on this most recent episode of her podcast that of the three apps that she would keep,
Pinterest, if you had to eliminate or get rid of all of the apps on your phone except for three, what would you choose to keep? Pinterest was one of mine.
What's the or I have to murder someone?
No, it's just a hypothetical question. Like, what
apps besides the ones that already come standard, like text messaging, phone, browser,
right. Can I still go to them online and not have them as an app?
Yes. Right.
Oh, so I don't have to get rid of the thing. It's just...
it's just not on your phone anymore.
It's not, like, it's not easily accessible.
I have to go to the website.
You have to go to the website and do all that versus just clicking on the app.
Let Vicky go, then I'll have an answer.
Well, that's not what we're doing right now.
Excuse me.
We're talking about Pinterest. We're talking about Galentine's.
You already talked about your phone.
No, but in another year, I think I made... I'm looking on Pinterest to see. Because I have it saved. So another year, I made cheesecake stuffed strawberries. I don't know if you guys remember. Like, I had the strawberries and it was like the cheese.
I saw those. Oh,
yeah, I remember those. And it was really, really good. Everybody liked
them. They were yummy.
Yeah. So thank you.
Cheesecake. She's like, everyone liked them. I made them.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't recall. Mm-hmm.
The super high maintenance Kate inside of me is like judging you a teensy bit for not just replicating that since it was such a big hit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll do that this year.
She won't remember.
I think we are getting a divorce soon because I cannot deal with this relationship anymore.
We'll be fine. She'll forget that too.
But okay, remember that one time you were like, I stay in this abusive relationship. You were like,
wow.
Vicky actually posted something on Facebook.
Oh yeah, I think
because everybody know you.
Yeah, because it was like the friendship, you know, anniversary, and I was like, that's how many years you've been in abusive relationship.
Jesus Christ.
She loves it.
Oh, that's all right. Shame. Words hurt.
All right, Vicky, what did you bring to Valentine's?
I've never been because I'm always working on Saturday.
That's you not make it? You don't come late?
Can't
you come
late?
No, I think you're right.
No, it's Thanksgiving she comes late.
No, I don't even go to Thanksgiving because I'm down in South Jersey. I'm not around.
But you can come late, though. We usually
I think it's St. Patrick's
Day. We've been there.
Oh, yeah, I always feel bad because it's like usually, you know, I wouldn't be there till like 5, 6.
But sometimes we're there. Usually Kate has to kick us out.
Yeah.
I remember one year she was like,
okay,
guys,
bad. I was like, oh,
it's time to go.
Get the hell out of my house. I'm ready to take
you started at like 10, 11 and I'm not showing up till like 5, 6. I'm like, yeah.
Will you ever be able to come?
I mean, what time are you done?
Not on a Saturday, probably.
My question is, can you give your kids a half a day? Like, how long does the class last?
What about if it's like mid?
3 hours.
So I don't know if you can do it now and put it on the app.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then make them do a work assignment, and then you come meet us.
It's all about the credit hours. You're supposed to be there.
Can't there be a movie?
I show the movie and I leave.
And then come back.
I never come.
No, bring them
Victoria.
With you.
Victoria. Are they most of
the boys can sit on the lawn?
No, it's usually a mixture.
I was about to say, bring them on a field trip to Galentine's Day.
Kate's like, no, I don't know about
it. It has nothing to do with what you're learning, but field trip.
As long as you bring wine and food, they'd be welcome.
Yeah.
No, I like to be the responsible professor.
Okay, Miss Professor White.
And I'm very responsible of you.
Yeah, so they just... If I was to ever show up one day, I'd probably do the breakfast casserole with the shredded hash browns, crumbled sausage, eggs, and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And then, diced onions and peppers.
Well, as we learned today, you can just make someone else make it.
That's true. Evelyn.
My sister makes
so simple to make.
Absolutely
it's
not.
It's good, right?
I think I'm gonna make the strawberry again this year.
But it's like
she remembered.
The only thing you have to do is brown the sausage.
I'm supporting you.
It's true.
Everything else is done.
I'm yelling at
him.
You're good at yelling.
See?
All right, the second way to celebrate Galentine's is to exchange a few gifts.
You guys ever exchange gifts?
Never.
No, we've never.
We exchange a gift of friendship.
No, yeah, it's the gift of my friendship. Hello.
And wine.
She's like, that's
and laughter.
Wine and laughter.
We exchange booze, that's what.
Yeah.
So, play games, take pictures.
Leslie gifted each of her besties with hand-crocheted flower pens, a mosaic portrait she made for each of them, and a 5,000-word essay she wrote for every person explaining why she loves them so much.
Yeah, I do want that, though.
I would like that 5,000-word essay about me.
I would like that from Evelyn, actually.
Evelyn, that's what you're going to do?
Uh-huh.
Do you want something?
Dream on, guys. I love you, but
no 5,000-word essay.
No.
So, not feeling quite so ambitious? I hear you. Check out these Galentine's Day gifts for your best friend instead, including waffle-shaped friendship necklaces. I think I want one of those. Inspiring feminist reads and more.
Aww.
You know, I love the Ruth Bader Ginsburg collar, that pin and the necklace. You know those collars?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Feminist icons, man.
I know. Wow. Like, I gave my one friend for her Christine, recent birthday a Maxine Waters. Reclaiming my time.
I like it.
And she just graduated with her master's in accounting. So I was like, oh, it's perfect.
Excellent.
Reclaiming my time.
But I have a thing.
She almost smacked you.
I have a thing we can maybe do at Galentine's Day. Hold on a moment while I help my friend Evelyn.
See that, Ev? You got a friend doing you a solid.
Tasma is not a friend. She's more of a fool. Like,
you know. I got you.
You can say friend of me.
Not my phone. Friend
Keep digging, girl.
I know,
your
right?
friend just brought you more wine.
Yeah. I want everyone to notice that I brought her wine, and while I was gone, I heard her talk smack about me.
And it wasn't recorded.
That's a thing.
Oh my god.
That's a true thing.
And that's how she always gets me. That's so vague. Because,
I still
like,
cannot get over super high maintenance. Like, I am not Sally from When Harry Met Sally. I am not that high maintenance, am I?
No.
Wow.
Is it high maintenance to me that I can't let this go?
I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like so focused on that. Like, yeah, she's that like,
I'm high maintenance when it comes to food. Yes, Jasmine.
So in the Girl Scouts, Girl Scouts.
If you could definitely check out that past episode on the Girl Scout cookies.
I'm on Jasmine. It. But we have a thing that are called swaps. And you make something tiny. When you're at the event, you give the tiny thing to someone else. And then you leave with lots of tiny things from someone. And it's not expensive. Like, one time, like, when I met some girl from, like, I think it was D.C., like, she went to, like, the Mint and got, like, 100 pennies. So everyone got, like, a shiny new penny from the Mint in D.C.
Aww, that's
because that's where she was from.
That's sweet.
So, like, but that's kind of fun because it's, like, a you little...
Do you something nice for your girlfriend? Something from
Katie. But it has to be something tiny. Like, it isn't like you're going out and like, $5 is way too much. Even $1 is feasibly too much.
Totally.
It should really only be like 50 cents or less.
I like it.
And they're fun. And it makes you be very creative because the whole entire point is, I once took like those wooden popsicle sticks, or I was in the back, and then I wrote like a little happy face in the front that I thought would match the kind of smile.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Which was not a lot of money, just puffy paint and sticks.
Nice.
Evelyn, I already know what yours will look like.
You see what I'm talking about? Why do you get
it? It would be a beautiful smile.
We have four other people.
Full of love and friendship for
people. Four other people in the room.
Why can't I compliment your smile?
You know what? I used to have so much sympathy for you, and then today is the first time that I've been on the receiving end of the Evelyn. And now.
Of the Evelyn.
Of the Evelyn. And now.
Now you see.
I don't know. I think I need to rethink our relationship.
Okay, back on track.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay, so another way you can celebrate is to throw a party. Any excuse to get together with your favorite people on a Saturday, right? The best part about Galentine's Day is that friendship is the theme of the day. As long as you have your BFFs around, you're doing it right. Throw an official Galentine's Day party with mimosas and a Parks and Rec marathon, or try recreating the first friendship date you and your bestie ever went on.
Aww.
This is seriously the easiest holiday to celebrate. And I mean, really, as long as it's February, you can do any day of the month.
That's true.
Don't let it pass you by. I know, I am grateful for each and every one of my girlfriends except Evelyn, and I love
you too, Kate.
Learn. I love celebrating them. They're wonderful.
Are you the one telling me that I need to learn you? I
no, LURV, L-U-R-V-E.
I thought you said learn.
No,
I thought you know.
LURV.
I
was
like,
LURV.
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 Okay, the other way you can celebrate to take a trip. You don't have to hop on the next flight to Miami, although, oh my God, how good does that sound?
I totally support a trip to Miami.
I support it as well.
Me too.
As long as somebody else is paying for me to go. I would love to.
Yeah, yes.
Tell us how to pay you.
Well, oh, you guys, no. The state people can pay for
everybody has to pay their own way.
Right, wait, obviously. The state people can pay for us, because since you guys got your retro checks, you can definitely chip in.
Oh my Lord, Ev! You are like 0 for a million right now. Just stop talking. You should just stop.
But Jasmine knows.
A Galentine's
Day. Again, we're off topic.
What do you know, Jasmine?
Take a trip.
A Galentine's Day trip with your best friends is a pretty great way to spend the day. Go for a drive, hit up the town next to yours, or check out a new hiking trail. The day's a great day to get adventurous. Or, if that feels too last minute, plan a trip for later this year. Summer will be here before you know it, and the open road calls.
That would be hilarious if we all took a road trip somewhere.
No.
Oh my gosh, no.
I would like to record the whole time.
I'm going
to
go.
That's YouTube.
I'm recording
the whole time.
Some people. That's all I know.
We would definitely need to, like, I would have to, like, just videotape it. Just a 15-passenger van. And it doesn't have to be a long trip. Just drive 2 hours somewhere and see what happens.
No, I will end up killing
I mean, I already know what happens, but, you know.
It reminds me of that HBO show Camping, where everybody's like thrown together, and the personalities are almost there, but just not really quite. And then Evelyn shows up, and we all...
Oh! Right. I got you. Sure.
Okay, and the last thing you can do for Galentine's.
Volunteer! Spread the Galentine's Day love to women everywhere. Check out volunteermarch.org to see where you and your friends could be most useful this weekend, and then spend the day giving back to your community. Not only are you lending a hand to other women, it's a great way to bond with your besties, and you can still always hit up a diner for waffles after Obvi. Oh my gosh, I definitely need some waffles now. And some bacon. Well done.
No, I love the idea about volunteering, though.
That'll be
I do love the volunteering
thing. I love that, yeah.
Do you know the only way that waffles are acceptable? If they are under ice cream and whipped cream and chocolate sauce and maybe some bananas.
Isn't that like an Alamo or something?
What?
Yeah. Haven't you ever been to Friendly's when they're like, would you like your waffles with ice cream?
No, I said a la mode, it's called.
Yeah. A la mode.
Obviously, yeah, a la mode.
It's not like you say the Alamo, you know, like the Alamo.
That's what I thought, too. That's why I had to take a minute. But yes, that is a la mode. I like waffles because you can also, like, put chicken on them.
Oh, yeah.
I eat my...
Actually, do not like waffles and chicken.
A lot of times I have my waffles, like, toast.
I don't like it.
Like, I'll put, like, butter and jam, and I'll eat it just like toast.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Ooh. Also, just peanut butter and jelly. Should I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah, I use it like bread.
Yeah. Waffles
what?
Are the best.
Wait, waffles do you use frozen waffles like that? Like, you put them in the toaster and then you just do PB&J?
Yeah. You can also make a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, whatever.
My mind is blown.
I told you, waffles are the bomb.
It's like,
comes up, I'm like, yep, there's my toast for today.
I do actually adore Eggo waffles. I really
they
really
are really
those.
Good.
Eggo waffles.
I don't like the frozen ones.
Shout out to Eggo waffles.
Shut up, Evelyn.
Thank you for saying it.
Wait.
She beat me to it.
I know, right?
Oh my God,
Kate.
Wow.
We were just... Can we talk about waffles?
I just want to say that it's not me.
Good Lord.
It's Jasmine. That influence, that's all there is to it.
That is you calling her out for no reason. And reaping those benefits.
Don't bring me into this.
I can already read like the preview of this episode. Kate and Evelyn throw down.
But yeah, Eggo waffles are really good.
I love them.
And you can, like I said before, they're like very, they're, you know, sometimes when I'm feeling super struggle meal, I will just go. Super struggle meal. You like go to KFC, you get like a chicken patty kind of thing. And then you go home and you like toast two waffles and you just make a waffle and chicken sandwich.
That I've never heard of. That is a thing that you do?
Once a year.
Oh my God! Is in love with Jasmine and her etiquette of eating right out the fridge.
That's we talk
sit on the floor,
dad on Tuesday.
Eat out your fridge.
Wow.
Get one food item and then put it between frozen food items you already have.
Hashtag gourmet meal.
Hashtag gourmet.
Gourmet.
Yeah.
Hashtag homemade.
There it is.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Nice.
I love it.
I love it too.
Okay, I think that would be about it for
now. Hit me up for more Waffle Tips.
That'll be about it for this week's episode. We went all around, kind of went off the rails for a bit.
Teensy bit. Just a teensy bit.
But we righted the ship and we're sailing true again, I guess.
We're sailing
true? What's the difference between sailing true and sailing false?
You're off course.
You're Titanic. Off course? I've never heard that, sailing true. Yeah. It sounds so Victorian.
Very romantic.
Very romantic.
Probably read it in fan fiction recently.
Probably.
Totally.
I can see that happening.
Now you say it, like, I'm like, I probably read it like 18 times.
Yeah.
This ship will sail true.
What are you shipping right now?
I'm shipping Germaine. So Draco and Hermione.
That's awful.
No, don't I get that. Because they're that both.
I can't stand Ron. I love all Weasley bashing. And Dumbledore bashing.
Yeah. It should be Harry and Hermione, obviously.
They're okay, but.
No, they're great.
I feel I think everyone agrees that they're great.
As
long as Harry's not with Ginny, just because that's creepy. Like, looks like his mother. That's nasty.
He is so weird.
I totally agree.
Don't like it.
And Hermione's too smart for Ron. So basically, the Weasleys were just using them to become rich and famous. Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Kate, who are you shipping at the moment?
It's Harry and Hermione always. But also, I have a little, you know, this is very, like, weird, but Longmire, do you remember that show on AMC? Like,
I remember the commercials.
Sorry. Katie and Branch, I love them. They're so cute. Yeah. He is so hot.
Okay, wait, before we get totally off track, we're going to wrap up this episode. As always, check us out on the social media, Facebook, Fat Girl Chronicles, Twitter at Fat Girl NJ. Instagram at FatGirlChroniclesNJ. You can always shoot us an email with ideas and thoughts at FatGirlChroniclesContact@gmail.com. I want to say thank you to all my guest hosts today. You are truly appreciated. Thank you, Kate, especially for reading
that script so naturally.
So naturally. Hollywood, here I come.
All right, everybody, say bye.
Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.